This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Proportional representation vote counting for House of Representatives elections completed. Equality continues to worsen in Kathmandu Valley. World Bank backs Nepal's project to reduce industrial air pollution. And UN Security Council to vote in first resolutions since Iran war began. Now the news in detail. The counting of votes under the proportional representation system for the House of Representatives elections has been completed. Assistant spokesperson of the Election Commission, Kul Bahadur Jise, said, with the recent conclusion of counting in Gorkha 1 and Ilam 1, the overall proportional representation counting is now finished. The commission is now working to determine the allocation of seats for political parties under this system. Parties that did not meet the 3% threshold of total valid votes under the proportional representation system are excluded from seat allocation. Equality continues to worsen in Kathmandu Valley, with pollution levels reaching the unhealthy category. According to IQAIR, which monitors air quality in real time, the air quality index in Kathmandu currently stands at 177. An AQI reading of 150 is considered unhealthy. Kathmandu now ranks as the most polluted city in the world as per the latest update. Yesterday, the city was the second most polluted. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the public to remain cautious due to the rise in air pollution. Meanwhile, the World Bank has pledged support for Nepal's Clean Air and Prosperity Project, aimed at reducing air pollution from industries and strengthening air quality management. The Board of Executive Directors of the World Bank has approved a credit of 7.7 billion rupees for the project. The project will help reduce emissions of fine particulate matter PM2.5, particularly from industrial and commercial boilers and furnaces. It also aims to strengthen national systems for monitoring and managing air quality. World Bank Division Director for Nepal, David Sislane, said air pollution in Nepal, more than 6% of its gross domestic product each year due to health expenses and loss of labor productivity. He said the project is expected to protect millions of people from harmful pollution by helping Nepali industries adopt cleaner and more efficient technologies. The South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SAARC Secretariat, and the Government of Japan have signed an addendum to the SAARC Japan Special Fund to implement the Japan East Asia Network of Exchange for Students and Youth 2025 Phase 2 Program. The agreement was signed by Mohammad Ghulam Sarwar and Maeda Toru in Kathmandu. Japan will contribute 13 million yen to support the program. It is a people-to-people exchange program launched by the government of Japan to promote mutual understanding and friendship through youth exchanges. On the phase second, around 20 participants from SAARC countries will visit Japan to learn about its development, culture, society and technology. The initiative aims to strengthen cooperation and friendship between Japan and the SAARC region. The United Nations General Assembly has adopted a resolution proposed by Nepal designating April 15th each year as International Wellness Day, according to Lok Bahadur Thapa, Nepal's permanent representative to the United Nations. The resolution states that health goes beyond the absence of illness and includes physical, mental, social, cultural, emotional, and ecological well-being. It said the resolution also promotes preventive health care, healthy lifestyles, and inclusive health systems to build stronger and more resilient societies. African swine flu has killed 46 pigs in Purba district. raising concern among farmers. The Veterinary Hospital and Livestock Service Office Perbit confirmed the disease after figs in area around Kusma showed symptoms such as fever, weakness, nausea, discharge and loss of appetite. Rapid test kits returned positive results, according to Office Chief Suresh Kumar Shrestha. The office has urged farmers to remain alert, keep pig sheets clean, disinfect them regularly and separate infected figs. There are more than 40 commercial pig farms in the district. Authorities have asked farmers to take necessary precautions. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The UN Security Council is set to vote today on completing draft resolution. On competing draft resolutions, rather, over the war in Iran and its impact across the region. According to the BBC, one draft proposed by Gulf countries condemns attacks on them and Jordan by Iran. A second draft introduced by Russia, Iran's ally on the council, does not name any country but condemns all attacks on civilians and calls for a return to negotiations. This is the council's first action since an emergency meeting held shortly after the conflict began. At that meeting, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the Israeli-USA strikes on Iran and Iran's retaliatory strikes on countries in the region violated the UN Charter. Iran's UN Ambassador Amir Said Iravani criticized the Gulf states, accusing them of presenting a biased and politically motivated draft that reserves the roles of aggressor and victim. Likewise, the Gulf Pact draft now has over 90 sponsors, including the UK. It demands an immediate halt to attacks and threats by Iran against six Gulf countries and Jordan, including through proxies, and condemns actions that threaten the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, the conflict continues on the ground. Israeli forces bombed a residential building in Beirut, causing a fire and extensive damage. Iran claims fresh attacks on Israel and U.S. targets in Iraq, Bahrain, and Kuwait. Israeli media report all Iranian missiles fired at Israel were intercepted. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and the UAE also reported intercepting drones and projectiles. At least six people have died and several others were injured after a bus caught fire in the town of Kirjuris in western Switzerland. According to the BBC, the incident occurred around 18:25 local time on Tuesday in the center of Kirjuris, located about 20 kilometers from Bern. Police say at least three people were taken to hospital and a rescuer was also reported injured. The cause of the fire is not yet known. Authorities are investigating whether it was deliberately started. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in Kushi, Madhis, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, including the rest of the hilly regions and partly cloudy in the remaining areas. Haze is also likely at a few places in the Tarai and valleys. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and mountainous regions of the country. Light rain is also possible at one or two places in the Tarai region of Madhis, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Proportional representation vote counting for House of Representatives elections completed. Equality continues to worsen in Kathmandu Valley. World Bank backs Nepal's project to reduce industrial air pollution and UN Security Council to vote on first resolutions since Iran war began. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.